USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign website was the victim of an apparent hack Tuesday night. The site was briefly defaced with a message stating that the site had been seized. The campaign said no important data had been exposed and they're working with law enforcement to find the source of the hack. The site was quickly restored. Police in Philadelphia now have National Guard support as a second night of protests turns violent.
The Pennsylvania National Guard has been deployed to Philadelphia as the city struggles through a second night of violence and riots after two officers fatally shot a black man, 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr. The move by Governor Tom Wolf, a Democrat, to activate the Guard is a departure from other Democratic governors who've been hesitant to mobilize troops amid unrest. Lieutenant Colonel Keith Hickox confirms that several hundred guardsmen are assisting local police in protecting life, property, and the right to peacefully assemble and protest. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The First Lady made a rare campaign speech on Tuesday. Melania Trump spoke to supporters in Atglen, Pennsylvania, in what is her first solo appearance on the campaign trail this year. The First Lady focused her message on the COVID-19 pandemic, talking about her family's bout with the virus, and taking Democrats to task for politicizing the pandemic.
The Democrats have chosen to put their own agendas ahead of the American people's well-being. Instead, they attempt to create a divide. A divide on something that should be nonpartisan and non-controversial. A divide that causes confusion and fear instead of hope and security.
The president himself held rallies in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, while former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Georgia. Vice President Mike Pence was also on the stump, speaking at events in North and South Carolina. Former President Barack Obama was also campaigning for Biden in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City's mayor is urging people to pare down their travel plans for Thanksgiving. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he won't be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, and he's urging all New Yorkers to stay home for celebrations this year.
We have a real threat of a second wave here in New York City. We've been fighting it back, but we can't take it lightly. Most importantly, I want to recommend to all New Yorkers, it's not business as usual. I hate to say it, but I have to urge all New Yorkers, do not travel out of state for the holidays. Do not travel to a state with a high infection rate. Do not travel to a country with a high infection rate.
The mayor adding anyone who gets on a plane should get tested before they do so. De Blasio also pointing out that many of the states are on New York's quarantine list, which requires a 14-day isolation after travel.
A week away from Election Day, the Texas Supreme Court has sided with Governor Greg Abbott's order that each county is allowed only one ballot drop-off box. Opponents had argued the rule put a severe travel burden on many Texas voters. The court countered, saying that early and mail-in voting already exceeds voter accessibility under Texas law. For the first time in nearly 80 years, a full moon will be shining over your Halloween celebrations. The rare Halloween full moon will peak around 11 p.m. Eastern on October 31st. It's the first time since 1944 that a second October full moon has fallen on Halloween. NASA says it won't happen again until 2039. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.